Our community connection takes us to Mountaintop, where Donna Nelson, founder of the regional nonprofit organization Adopt a Single Mom, says personal life experiences motivated her to help women find their strength in solidarity.
I founded Adopt a Single Mom project from my own lived experience as a working single mom. I had two boys that were 12 years apart. Neither were a planned pregnancy. So I was solo parenting, and I thought about something that my oldest son had said to me when he was about 4 at Christmas time. He said, "Mom, what did Santa get you?" And unless I bought something to put it under the tree for myself, which I did not that year, there wouldn't be something under the tree. Trying to work and provide, I would skip my rent, skip my electric bill, whatever I had to make sure that he had what he wanted for Christmas. For him to look at me and think, why is he opening presents all by himself? I found that alarming because our kids shouldn't have that kind of concern. And as a mom, I thought there must be other moms in this same situation. There must be other kids looking at their mom on Christmas morning thinking, why didn't anybody think about my mom? So we started that Christmas of 2017, me just reaching out to my friends and clients and family, donated enough for us to raise $3,000 and gift 30 moms here in NEPA. And we surveyed those moms and said, hey, how was this experience? And is there something else that you would like that would be supportive? And we found they were lacking meaningful social and emotional support, that even if they had family, even if they had friends, that they didn't have this network, this kind of sisterhood of other women who were going through what they were going through.
Can you give me a ballpark figure as to how many single moms there are in our region?
There's over 12,000 working single moms in NEPA. So our program supports single moms across 7 counties. Over and over, we're seeing this feedback from moms that they need to have a place to gather and a place where they can have this sense of belonging. I mean, certainly through the pandemic, there's still these residual effects of isolation, loneliness, trying to play catch up, trying to find our place to belong. So we're working to help fill that gap for the single moms in our community.
How does Adopt a Single Mom address all of these very different and delicate situations?
The challenges for so many single moms is that some will step back and hold back on their career growth because they're the primary parent. Because when the school calls and says your kid misbehaved today, or because your kid is sick, so many single moms work in these either lower income jobs because of flexibility, or they're working in these helping fields where they're the nurses, the teachers, the classroom aide, they work at a daycare, they're home health aides, they're the chronic caregivers. And it can just be exhausting when you're always the helper and you don't have the help. 54% of working single moms have at least one child with a special needs or a chronic medical diagnosis. So it's super complex when you have all of this ordinary stuff that you need to run and live your life. But then when you have a child that has behavior problems, or they're on the autism spectrum, or they have a chronic medical condition that requires all of this, not just extra care, but this extra medication, this extra specialist doctor's appointments, taking off time from work, worrying about your child constantly. I know what that's like, and so many of our moms are also experiencing that with very little support system.
We were talking about how impactful your nonprofit has been to date, and even though it's a relatively new one, you've really helped an awful lot of women and a lot of good brainstorming too. So tell us about that.
Having innovative alternative solutions to the traditional model of childcare is what my vision is. So we have a couple of ideas on how to solve that. We believe that children are cared for best in their home, And we know that for the most part, moms feel best when their kids are at home. If you're working a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift, you don't want to go to daycare and get your kid that's been there since after school. You want your kid to be home, eating dinner at home, to be in their neighborhood playing with their friends or with a caregiver that you know that is helping your child with their homework and making sure things within the household are being taken care of too. That is the real fix for providing adequate and appropriate childcare for single moms who work. There's also this challenge of food insecurity and food nutrition insufficiency. We should not have moms who are working, putting themselves through school, going to a food pantry is inaccessible. When you're in school all day, you're not going to take out a class to run down the road to the food pantry. So many of the challenges that single moms face aren't really considered in some of these programs that the community puts out. And food pantries are a perfect example of that. Because when food pantries are open, for the most part, single moms are working or working and in school or going to their second job. And having a solution where families that aren't qualifying for SNAP benefits or don't have enough money at the end of the month to provide for their family the appropriate nutrition they need to stay healthy, we as a community should be providing an easy solution. And that is, let's just deliver the food from the food pantry and drop it off on their front porch. Like, how hard is that? We do it for Meals on Wheels for the elderly. Why somehow for working people do we think that they should somehow be figuring this out or can figure it out? We should be doing that. Food insecurity and the fact that our families are struggling with not having a financial safety net. The data is telling us prices are 21% more expensive since February of 2020.
You have a goal and objective for your nonprofit organization, but I feel that because it's so new, this has legs in as far as it can grow into something much larger. So on that note, when women reach out to you, do they feel as though they're being heard?
Being heard is a big part, right? So we know this is a segment of our community because they are working and because they are volunteering in the community, because they are involved in their kids' lives and activities. They fall off the radar for having a need. Most of us wouldn't pass one of these women and really think, oh, there goes another single mom. Here's how we know that women finally feel seen and heard. When we get to drop off, hand deliver those Christmas gifts to that mom, and they're just for her, and she bursts into tears, we know we've done our job. Somebody sees me, I do matter. And we know this because when we get the feedback surveys or when these women just pop on our social media or private message me, that's my validation that gets me through the rest of the next year. But it's just so heartwarming to go, okay, we did this little thing, like in the whole scope of things, this is a little thing that gave these women so much leverage. We plan monthly events and do social outings, sometimes with the kids, but mostly just with mom. And we do workshops. We also do this Christmas drive open to all working single moms. In the beginning of the new year, we do a community resource event. It's a beautiful sit-down dinner. We have a separate community room for activities with the kids, and we get caregivers to hang out with the kids and do things with them so that moms can come, get introduced to resources, have a beautiful dinner, sit and socialize in sisterhood with other women.
Donna, you said something that was really quite beautiful in that the Christmas drive was something really important and that each single mom got a gift. What do you believe is the greatest gift to you having started this nonprofit?
Oh my goodness. I've never been a clubby kind of person, and not looking for group therapy or any of that stuff. Even when my son passed away or I was going through divorce, all of that stuff, I'll figure it out on my own, you know? So the greatest gift for me was realizing that I really did need a sisterhood. And at our core, that is really what we're doing, to have others to lean on. So I have found that for the women that have been with us, I'll say the longest, like part of Adopt a Single Mom since I started it, are the ones that I pick up the phone and go, all right, I need to vent. You know, I need to run this idea by somebody. And I never really had that.
Do you feel as though Adopt a Single Mom has given regional women a sense of empowerment?
For the lives that we've touched, yes. We're like this unknown organization. Every time we go to an event, wow, this is cool. What is this? I never heard of you. And I'm just like, oh my God, we have so much work to do to get the message out. For the moms that we serve, they're not just single moms that were like me. Some of them are single grandmothers. Some of them are foster moms. Some of them are widows or they're divorced. We have to heal. And if moms don't have the resources to thrive, it's like taking two steps forward and three steps back every day. These are working single moms. They just need the resources on how do I heal so I can be a better parent. I need a reliable car so I can get to work. I don't have good childcare, so how do we fix that? If we could just help close the gaps. These are the women who could really elevate their lives on their own.
Donna Nelson of the regional nonprofit organization Adopt a Single Mom, a unique forum of programs and activities to help women realize their potential and gain renewed confidence. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.